We are going on a 5-star vacation to Hawaii! Are y'all ready to go on a 5-star vacation to Hawaii?
Yeah!
Alright, let's go in the plane. Let's go, you guys.
Come on in. Ooh, we got food over here. You're starting to eat already?
So good.
Alright, where are we going to sit?
I'll sit right here.
You're going to sit right there?
Uh-huh.
Alright, Blue wants to sit right here. Babe, what do you want to sit?
I want to sit right here next to my mom.
You want to sit right here? Alright, we got the boys in the back. Are you ready for the best vacation you've ever had?
I'm super ready.
Royalty fam, I got goodie bags for every single member of the family. I'm about to give it to them right now. They're going to be so happy. Who wants a present?
Me!
Right, I got you guys. First up, Faran.
Yo!
Alright, open it. Let's see what you got.
I got some candy. I got some fries.
Alright.
Okay. Some
Takis.
Let's go. Yo, we got Feastables.
Next up for Milan.
Wow, squishy toys.
A ring pop, a posh pop. Okay, a lot of candy.
Yogurt.
We got yogurt.
We got juice.
Now we got for Blue.
Wow, it's gonna go.
Yogurt.
All right, we got Andrea. All right, babe, this is for you.
All right, pink prime.
No, I might okay. have to take that from
no,
you.
No, this is for me.
Sharon's caring.
Nutella stick.
I got you.
You got me one. You got me two. And you got me the whole package.
I know how much you love Nutella.
Oh, yeah. Mom, Sharon's caring.
Okay, Sharon's caring.
Hey, I got a lot of surprises for you in Hawaii, all right?
All right, babe, let's go.
Let's go. I love you.
Love you, too.
And now it was time for takeoff.
How was your burrito?
Good.
Yeah?
It was delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah. How's the burrito?
All right, we're in the cockpit. How you guys doing?
Good.
How's it going?
Well.
So how many more hours until we're in Hawaii?
3 hours and 19 minutes.
3 hours and 19 minutes. All right, you guys, I'm going to ask the pilot if I can go ahead and fly the airplane. Let's see what he says. Hey, can I fly the plane?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Are you serious?
Why not?
All right, thank you, man.
All right, y'all. Wish me luck. I'm about to go there and fly the airplane. I have tons of experience on YouTube. I've watched a lot of videos, so I got this. I think so.
Okay, after a minute of sitting down, the pilot told me I had to go back to my seat. Well, at least I got my selfie.
Are you ready for Hawaii?
Yeah!
No? Okay.
And after a 5-hour flight, we finally arrived to Hawaii.
Let's go!
Alright, now it was time to get off the jet and get into our luxury van so we can head to our 5-star villa.
Are you guys ready to go to the villa?
Yes, sir! Let's go!
Villa time! Let's go! High five! Hey!
Daddy, we're going to Hawaii!
We are in Hawaii.
And before we start our 5-star experience in Hawaii, let's get settled in the right way.
Aloha! Aloha! Hey! Aloha! Aloha! Let's go! Let's go check out the 5-star villa. You guys ready?
Let's go!
Open it. Here we go. Hey! We here!
Yeah!
Yo! Milan, look at this!
Whoa.
This is so spacious! We got the whole living room. We got the kitchen right here. We got the outside balcony. What'd you say?
I'm making cereal every morning.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Exactly.
Let's show them the view. Open it. Hold on. There you go.
Woo!
You guys, look at the view out here. This is so tropical and beautiful.
This is so special, so beautiful. We're going to have so much fun here.
All right, let's keep going inside. Okay, inside. All right, you guys, this right here is the master bedroom. And check it outside. The balcony is nice and beautiful.
It's just for you and I, right? Just you and I.
Unless you come to our bedroom and wake us up.
Yeah.
All right, let's go check out your room. Where is it at?
Hey, I'm right next to you guys. Let's go.
Hi, Farhan. This is going to be your room?
Yes, sir.
Farhan, you got a TV to put your Xbox, your PS5, your Switch. How do you like it?
This is amazing.
Yo, Farhan, you have your own balcony, bro. Check this out. Hold on.
Yo, actually, let's go.
Yo, this is cool.
I just want to say something. This balcony shares a balcony with our bedroom.
Are you serious?
Yeah, wait,
hold on, hold on. No, no. We're literally right next to him. Andrea and I's bedroom is right there. And Farhan's bedroom is literally right there.
Every morning at 6 a.m., I'm going to open this door. I'm going to march my way over here. Yo, good morning, guys. Time to wake up. And then, boom.
Bro, you are not going to come to our room and wake us up. Number one rule in this villa, no one turn on the fans. Please, no one turn on the fans. I hate the fans. No, no, no. We're not turning on fans. No, no. No fans. No, do not turn them on. Guys, I don't like fans. I've always had a fear of fans. I don't know why. No, stop, stop. No, guys.
I don't get the joke.
I just don't like fans. Ever since I was little, I was always scared of fans.
So?
Let's go face your fears. Come on.
Stop, stop. Turn it off.
All right, it was time for our first of many island adventures, and you do not want to miss it.
All right, Royalty Fam, first adventure, we're going to go to the nearest hotel and try out their water slide. And supposedly, they have the tallest water slide in the island, so let's go check it out. And we're going to be taking this golf cart right here. This is going to be so much fun. All right, y'all ready for the water slide?
Yes, sir.
All right, they have a really tall one, so I'm just letting you guys know right now.
Bro, I'm doing it. Let's go. Okay,
you're doing it, too.
I might not make it.
What?
I might not make it.
You're going to make it. Let's go. All right, guys, the golf cart's waiting. All right, you guys, take your seats. Boy! You are not driving. Stop it. Wait, guys, I'm driving.
Okay,
I'm driving.
Bye.
No, that's not.
Give me the camera. We're leaving.
You're not leaving without me.
See you later.
Yeah. Where are you going? Hey, where are you going? Hello? Hey. Stop. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to get out and go to the back seat.
All right, man. You a hater.
Let's go, baby.
Alright, we here.
Alright, y'all, we're about to go on the tallest water slide in Maui, Hawaii. Let's go! Alright, you guys, it's right over there. Oh my gosh. Do y'all think Andrea's gonna go on it? Comment down below right now. You got this thing, come on. You got this. Alright, y'all ready for the tallest one?
Ready! Let's go.
Let's go up. Let's go. Let's do this!
Oh my god, I don't wanna go anymore.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Come on, babe.
It's kinda tall.
No, it's not.
It is!
You got this.
This looks fast.
Oh, it's gonna be fast.
Yo, look at how tall this is. What's up, my guy?
What's up, buddy? You ready for the slide? This is the best water slide on Maui.
Let's go, baby. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yo, look at this. We're about to race.
Tell me when.
Hey, you're going down.
No, you're going down. Tell me when.
All right, good luck.
Go.
All right, 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna be for one!
Ah, oh my god, that's so fast! Ah,
this is fast! I won!
I beat you! No, you did not!
I won,
bro!
Alright.
I went so fast!
Alright. Farhan won the race, but now let's go see if Andrea will go down the slide.
All right, babe, you got this, babe. Come on, you got this. Come on,
oh my God.
You got this.
Okay,
bye.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Meal.
All right, boss, I'm gonna go on the fast one. All right.
Okay.
Let's do it. Aloha! All right, you guys. Wish me luck. I love you, Royalty Fam. Yo, that thing was so fast.
Next up, we're going to eat the largest 5-star shaved ice that you can possibly find. This thing is literally the size of my head. Oh, boy. All right, y'all. Are you ready for some great shaved ice?
Ready.
can't wait to see how big it is.
And I can't wait to put a lot of fruits and ice cream on top.
Are you going
to
eat all of it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to eat all of it.
All of it. We're going to finish it.
What up, my man, David? How are you?
How's it going?
We heard you have the best shaved ice.
Hi, Siri. What is the best shave ice company in the world?
Oh, he's asking Siri.
Wow.
He's
asking Siri. Siri knows everything on this on the web.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Aloha.
Aloha.
We got chickens. How you doing, little chicken? We got another chicken right there. Hey, guys. Ali's here. Just want to say hi. How are you? I just want to say hi to you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't play hard to get.
You are scaring them away. I'm they don't want to be part of the vlog.
Yeah, they do. Hi, my name is Ali. What's yours? Hello? Hello?
That's pretty much how my wife is every single morning, running away from me.
Isn't that true?
Yes. Buddy, come. You want some coconut? You want some dice? You want some V-Bucks?
You're offering V-Bucks?
No.
To a chicken?
Come over here.
Are you serious?
I'm buying your skin.
You offered V-Bucks to a chicken?
Yeah, maybe he'll take you.
What? Oh my goodness. Yo, that is huge. Y'all got us a giant. Just so y'all know, that shaved ice is huge. I'm telling you, it's bigger than what y'all thought.
Okay, that's fine.
Wait till you see it. I'm telling you, it's huge.
I bet we're going to wait.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of ice. Do we have any ice left in the island?
Oh, my God.
That is art right there. Guys, serious question. Am I annoying?
No.
She said yes. She said yes.
All right, y'all. Shaved ice coming up. You better eat all of yours, eh?
I eat all of it.
Oh, we got three people working on it right now. Oh, my gosh. All right. They got ice cream on top. Have you guys ever made it this size?
No.
No? Oh, my gosh. Yo. All right, it's coming, you guys.
Let's go.
It's about to come.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Are you ready?
I'm not looking.
All right, don't look. Don't look.
I'm not looking either.
It's a surprise. Oh, he's bringing it.
Okay,
I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
This is huge.
What? This thing is massive. I don't even know where to start.
How are we going
to
finish this? Hey, you said that you were going to finish it earlier, and you said the same thing.
I never said that. And we're going to finish it.
All right, you guys, let's feast.
This might be the size of my head. Let's check.
Yeah, I think it's bigger.
Not even. It's bigger than your head.
This thing is huge.
We got pineapple. I think this is mango. We got strawberry. We got vanilla ice cream. We got strawberry ice cream over here.
And now you have some toasted coconut.
All right. Toasted coconut. Pour it in, man.
Let's go.
Thank you. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Whew. That was a lot of shaved ice.
All right, the chicken's going to eat the pineapple out of my hand. Right here, buddy. Here you go.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! No. You know what?
Oh, he has it. Yo, he's got it. He's got it. It's right there. He's got it. You guys. He's got the pineapple.
All right, now it was time for the extreme waterfall jump.
Oh, yo, there's a storm coming. This is pretty insane. You guys ready for this?
Ready. Let's do it. Tell it'll be cold. And it's raining.
Yo, guys.
I don't like this.
We're taking a little hike to get to a cool waterfall. And hopefully we can jump off of it. Hey, Farah, wait up for us.
All right, guys. It's starting to rain harder and harder. Watch your step. Watch your step.
Yeah.
Watch your step, Farah. Watch your step. I hear the waterfall.
I can hear it.
I hear the waterfall.
Careful right here.
Watch out. Watch out.
I got it.
Bueno!
Oh, we're here. We're about to jump this.
I'm not jumping in here.
Spencer is our tour guide, and he's going to go first. You got this, my guy.
And this looks amazing.
The water is dirt. How does it look amazing?
I'm so ready. Yeah, the water is brown because of this storm that's happening on Maui right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dive in first and make sure it's safe. And Farah will send it after me. Yeah. Let's go.
3, 2, 1. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, I'm actually kind of scared.
Huh? You nervous? All right, bro. You got this.
You got this,
my guy. You got this. You got this. The Royalty fam is cheering you on. Let's go.
Stand me up.
Stand me up. Go. Send it. Send it.
You did it!
Let's go!
Alright, he did the waterfall jump. Now, let's see if he'll accomplish Hawaii's extreme cliff jump. But first, we're gonna eat the biggest five-star burger you've ever seen.
Y'all ready for the burger?
Yes, sir. I'm so hungry, I'm definitely gonna eat all of that.
I'm a starving.
Alright, he's coming. Yo! There it is. Yo.
What? Wait, that is so big, guys.
Yo, how am I supposed to eat this?
Yo, we got cheese, avocado, onions, pineapple, lettuce, and the patties, of course.
I don't know if I'm going to finish it all.
No, I got this. I got this in the bag.
Yo, listen, I got this.
I got it.
All right, Team Messi. Team Messi.
You ready?
Yeah.
We have to just press it down, and hopefully it becomes smaller.
Alright, yo, that was smart.
Oh my
god. Bro,
goodness.
That was so smart.
Okay, now we can actually take a bite.
What? You did it!
Yo, that's a lot of food
that's
right
crazy.
There.
That's crazy!
Let your mom try.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, babe. Enjoy.
I can't! So now it's turn.
Uh-huh.
My turn, you guys. Yo, this is huge. Look at this thing.
There it is coming out.
Oh, wow. It's good, though. That's the crazy thing. It's actually good.
Next, we decide to check out this gorgeous view of the ocean before heading to the final cliff jump.
Yo, look at how beautiful this is. Wow, this is so gorgeous.
Aloha! All right, quick selfie time.
All right, guys, so there's some cows right ahead of us, and I really want to say hi to them.
All right, let's go say hi to the cows.
Man, grass-fed, free-range, oceanside, beach cows. These are the happiest cows. Happy milk, happy lives.
Yo, they were so adorable. Hey, cows, how's it going? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, they're so cute.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Ali. I have a question. Are you subscribed to the royalty family? Oh, he looked. He's subscribed.
I think that he's subscribed on all her friends too and her daughter.
How do you know who's the daughter?
That one. Look, the mini one.
Where? Oh, it's a little one. Oh, it's a little cow. Uh-oh, they're crossing. This one's got a big butt.
All right, moment of truth. It's time for Hawaii's extreme cliff jump.
All right, my boy, you ready?
Let's go, I'm super ready. And that boy right here, he's about to do one of the best cliff jumps here on Maui.
Babe, you're going to do it too.
You are not going to do it.
You are not going to do it. I know it's raining.
I'm cold, I'm afraid of heights, and I don't want to do it.
Babe, come on.
Oh, okay, I'll do my best.
Do y'all think she's gonna do it? Low key, I'm kind of scared too.
All right, my boy, we got this.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
All day, any day.
Any day, baby.
Let's go.
All right, babe, the cliff is all the way over there, and we're gonna jump off from that cliff.
No, we're not going there.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So scary, guys.
You live
so
once.
High.
You live once. Let's go.
We're doing this, y'all.
All right, so we gotta make our way all the way up right there and jump off of that. You ready, my boy?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right, making our way up right now. All right, make sure you're careful.
All right, we got a little bit of a hike.
Come on, babe. I got you.
I'm almost there. Are you sure?
Yeah, hold my hand.
Yeah.
We're almost there. All right, we're trying to go right over there.
Wait, this is too high.
Give me a hand. Up, up,
up. I made it.
No, honestly, that is kind of high.
It is so crazy. I'm not doing this.
Oh, I'm doing it. I got it.
We're doing it, you guys. All three of us are doing it.
No, babe.
All three of us are doing it. How about this? You go first, I go second, and your mom goes third.
All right, okay. Let's go.
You got this, sweetheart.
I don't want to do this.
Yo, there's something moving in the ocean. Yo, what is that, bro? There's something moving in the ocean right there.
Three of them, bro.
There's three of them.
I don't know if I want to jump in anymore.
Perwan was getting nervous, but then some kids from the island came and started doing flips to encourage him.
Love you, royalty family.
Yo, these kids are not scared at all.
Yo,
there's a turtle right there. Yo, that's sick. Yo, look at that turtle.
You ready?
This is your moment.
Yo,
one. Come on.
That's so scary.
They're all supporting you, bro. They're waiting for you.
I know, but like...
Come on. You can do it. I'm next.
You got it. Just take your time, boy. We all going to do this together.
Alright, so you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
You go first, babe. Wait, guys.
What did I say?
Andrea's gonna go first.
Alright, royalty family. After he sees me jumping, he's gonna jump right away. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got it. Alright, let's go, babe. Let's go.
No! That's all.
Alright, babe. You got this. You got this.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
It's just 1 second in the air. That's it. Come on.
Let's go, girl. You got this.
They're cheering you on.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah!
Let's go, Ferran. This is your moment. You got this, my boy. They're all supporting you, bro. They're waiting for you. It's normal to be nervous, but you got this. Believe in yourself. Mind over matter, baby. Mind over matter.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Alright, y'all. My turn. I got this. I'm coming down.
My turn.
The best part of this vacation was not the 5-star experience. Rather, it was all about bonding and spending quality time as a family.
Say royalty, we out! Alright, this is gonna sound crazy, but my family and I might just be moving to Hawaii. So my family is currently packing for our vacation to Hawaii right now. And we've been going to Hawaii the last couple of years, and they really love it out there. But this year, I'm thinking about doing something different. While we're on vacation out there, I'm thinking about buying this beautiful house and moving out the whole entire family to Hawaii. Only problem is, I gotta get the whole family to agree to this, especially my wife, who usually does not like my ideas.
No, are you serious? What is this? I'm not approving this.
Now, let's go check up on my son, who's about to get his haircut for our vacation.
Yo!
Yo, what's up?
You about to get a haircut?
Yeah, I'm about to get a haircut.
Hey, since we're going to Hawaii, you should switch up your hairstyle. You gotta cut it short.
Bro, what do you mean? I'm not cutting it short.
Short, come on. Cut your hair short.
Bro, no, I'm not.
Bro, it'll look so good on you. I promise you.
No, it wouldn't.
I think it should. Gucci, should he cut it short?
Just cut it, Ferran. Stop being a baby.
You know what? Right here. Here's the clippers. Cut off the hair.
Wait. It might cut it too short.
It's all good, bro.
Bro, what do you mean it's all good?
We're going...
This is gonna cut it so short.
Bro, we're going to Hawaii. New style. New you. Come on.
Bro, there's no way, bro.
All right, rock, paper, scissors. If I win, you cut it short. If you win, you cut it your way. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Well, if you say like this video right now, because I do not want to cut my hair short.
Just do it.
Are you ready? I'm going.
Go. We're finally cutting his hair shorter.
There's no way I'm doing this right now, bro.
Alan, finish the job. Let's go.
Bro, I love it. I actually love it.
Bro, you look so good.
Thanks, bro.
And before I tell my wife about moving out to Hawaii, let's see what my son thinks about it.
Yo!
Yo.
Were you dancing?
I was dancing, low-key.
Hey, bro, your hair looks sick.
Thanks, bro. You like it?
Aren't you happy you cut it?
Low-key, yeah, I like
bro, it. Bro, I can see your forehead.
I know, bro.
Hey, quick question. What are those, bro?
Bro.
Seriously, did you buy them off TikTok? Alright, are you excited for Hawaii?
I'm so excited for Hawaii.
Alright, I got something to tell you.
Okay, what?
I got something to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
Can we come out of your closet?
I'm good here.
Why are we in there?
Hey, come on, tell me.
Alright. I'm thinking about buying a home in Hawaii and moving out there, like all of us.
You're lying.
No, I'm serious.
You're trolling.
How much do you love Hawaii?
Well, I love Hawaii, and you want to move there.
You would do it?
Of course I would do it.
Bro, it would be so sick. Here, this is the house that I want to buy.
This thing is like in the middle of the jungle,
And it has its own waterfall.
Bro, it has its own waterfall. It's sick.
Oh my gosh. Dude, this is massive.
My son was already in love with the house. But we had one little problem.
The only problem is we got to convince your mom. That's going to be the hard part.
We're moving to Hawaii. Let's go. We're moving to Hawaii.
Bro, relax. I said we got to convince your mom. It's not going to be that easy. We got to take her to Hawaii, show her the house, and try to convince her over there, all right? Wish me luck.
Wish you all the luck in the world.
By the way, we're going first class to Hawaii. And ooh. I got a special surprise. Once you get to your seat, I got you a special gift, all right?
Special gift?
You're going to have to wait, all right?
Our bet.
I'm going to go check up on your mom. All right, you guys. Let's go check up on Andrea and kind of talk about the idea of me buying a house in Hawaii and see what she says. And if it doesn't work out, I got a present. Sweeten things up a little bit. Babe? 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 I gotta do something real quick, you guys. Hold up, hold up. All right, I'm going old school.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Babe?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you packing?
Yes. I'm so excited. This is the third year in a row that we're going back to Hawaii.
We're gonna have so much fun.
I know.
I got you a little present.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I love you so much.
Oh. I love you too.
By the way, I was thinking the other day, wouldn't it be cool if we just one day live in Hawaii or like retire there? Because we love it so much.
Really? I never thought about it, to be honest.
Well, convincing Andrea to move all the way to Hawaii is going to be harder than I expected, but I got this.
It was just a thought. Anyways,
can I open it?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you're so sweet. Wait.
Andrea's been wanting this for so long.
You got me a laboo-boo?
It's not a lafufu, it's a laboo-boo.
Okay.
All right, open it, open it.
Oh, my God. I'm excited. I'm excited. Oh! Thank you, babe. I love you.
By the way, this is going to be your best Hawaii trip ever. Because over there, I have a special surprise for you.
Really? Oh, my God.
That's all I can say.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right, keep packing. You guys, we gotta get her to agree to letting me buy that house in Hawaii.
Now, let's go check up on the kids.
Hey guys!
Hi.
Are you guys ready for Hawaii?
Yeah!
Yes? You guys are packing?
Yeah!
Do you guys wanna live in Hawaii one day?
Yeah!
Yeah? You wanna live in Hawaii one day?
Yeah!
I'm gonna try my best to make it happen, okay?
Okay.
Wish me luck, wish me luck, wish me luck, wish me luck.
I love you, Daddy. I love you, Dada.
Gucci, do you want to live in Hawaii?
Man, just shut up for a second.
Whatever, bro. All right, you guys. Everyone in the house seems like they want to move to Hawaii. Except my wife, Andrea. But hopefully, once she sees this beautiful home, she'll change her mind.
All right, you guys. It's currently 4:01. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Gucci, I'm going to miss you, okay?
Love you so much.
One of the hardest parts about traveling is leaving Gucci behind. But we'll be back soon, all right? Alright, you ready to head to the airport?
Let's go. Let's go. Alright, you guys, even though it's so early, we still need snacks for the plane.
I want snacks too.
You want snacks too?
Yep.
Alright, you can get $100 worth of snacks. Go.
And if my son spends more than $100, he's gonna have to pay for the rest.
Alright, let the family shop.
Alright, I found all the candy. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go, bro. Grab them, grab them.
There you go, there you go. Pachia.
That's what I see.
Hockey!
Babe, you're about to have the best trip to Hawaii in your life.
I know, I can't wait for that.
Yo, I would get some chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk, bro?
Chocolate milk.
This right now?
I, yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna get gummy bears, M&M's.
Chicken Caesar wrap. This sounds so good.
What else? What else? What else? Oh, shower head.
Woo, they got gummy.
These are so good. And these two, perfect. And you know what else I need?
Gum. Oh. Bro, bro. Bro, you're dropping stuff. Bro, I didn't say buy the whole store.
Bro, trust me, dude, I'm gonna eat all of this.
I'm
I'm going to eat all of it.
All of this on the airplane.
All of it, bro. Trust.
All right. That's a lot of stuff.
Now, let's see if Farhan spent more than $100.
Bro, I said $100, not $122.
Bro, you got it.
Bro, you owe me $22.
You got it.
I guess I got it.
The whole family was excited for our vacation to Hawaii. And now, it was time to board the flight.
You ready, boys?
Let's go, bro.
Let's go. Baby.
Hey. All right, your mom's about to come, but we gotta convince her to let us buy that house in Hawaii, all right?
Bro, she's gonna say yes.
You think so?
Let's go.
All right, hey, you ready for your first class seat?
Let's go.
Go.
Yo, this is so nice, bro.
Ooh, getting comfortable.
We're getting comfortable in here. I'm gonna take a nice nap. Look at this.
Before you take a nap, I have a special present for you.
I bet.
You ready for your present?
Thanks, bro. All
right, open it. Open it, bro. I hope you like it.
What is this?
This is gonna come so handy for the airplane.
Yo, this is the brand new Nintendo Switch.
That's a Nintendo Switch 2 for you to use in the airplane. I love you.
I love you too.
And after a 5-hour flight, we finally landed in Hawaii.
We're in Hawaii, baby. Let's go. All
right. So somebody just gave this to Farhan.
And it reminded me of Gucci.
This is Farhan and Gucci, apparently.
I'm so fired.
Hawaii. Aloha.
Well, hop in, baby.
Ooh. Where do I sit?
Sit wherever you want.
Ooh. Let's go, Milan. Let's go, Blue.
Go. Come on, Blue. Come on, Grandma. Hop in.
Feliz. Muy feliz.
All right, babe. Are you ready to go to the hotel?
Yes. I'm so excited.
But what my wife doesn't know is that we're heading to the house that I'm planning to buy.
I'm so ready. I love Hawaii. I love the hotel. And I'm so excited to be here.
All right, we're almost at our destination.
Andrea was starting to worry about where we're heading.
Yo, we're in the jungle.
Wait, this is the middle of nowhere. Where are we?
We're taking a different route this time.
Why?
We're almost there, ladies and gentlemen. So this is the entrance to our location.
Babe, where are we?
We're not staying at the hotel tonight.
Why?
We're not checking into our usual hotel today because they're all sold out. So I decided to get a house for a night that you're going to love. And we're all going to love it. Yeah! All right, stay here. Let me go outside and make sure the house is ready. And I'll come get you guys, okay? Just stay here.
Stay here.
Hold on.
Andrea was worried about what was going on. But my friend Spencer here was going to help us show Andrea our dream home.
Spencer, what's up?
Hello, Ali.
All right, you guys. This is my boy, Spencer, who lives in Maui. The house that we're about to see that's for sale actually belongs to his friend. Spencer, the goal for today is to make sure Andrea falls in love with the house so much that we can convince her to buy the house. That way, me and the family can live in Maui for 6 months out of the year and just enjoy life. What do you think?
I think that should be no issue at all.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, beautiful location.
All right, bro. Let's see what happens.
All right, let's go.
Let's go, Mom.
All right, come on in, guys.
But where are we going?
We're going to tour the house real quick.
Why? Oh, my gosh. This is so weird. Why you didn't tell me this before?
Babe, just come on. Come see the house. We're staying here tonight.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yes, that's what's beautiful about it. All right, right there is the front door entrance. Are you guys ready to go inside?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, look at this.
Oh,
what are those? Are those lizards?
No, they're geckos.
Those are geckos. Look at that one eating the banana.
Oh my god. You guys are gonna love this house because it feels so private. You get the feeling of so much nature, and you're in the middle of nowhere, and you get to relax and just be so calm.
Okay, so you're trying to convince me to stay here.
Actually, I'm trying to convince her to live here with me.
All right, open the front door. Come on in.
Oh, yo, there's a hammock and a surfboard.
Oh my god, surfboard for you.
Babe, try out the hammock.
Go ahead, lay inside.
Okay, I never slept in a hammock.
Wow, look how beautiful that is.
Is it comfortable? And look.
It's okay. Look. No. It's not so comfy. Daddy, there's a fan.
What?
There's a fan.
You guys, I hate fans. Hey, turn it off. You guys, I have a fear of stealing fans. No, stop. Turn it off.
Bro, look at me and Blue. We're just chilling.
You guys are living the life.
We're about to fall asleep.
Okay, let's go kill
them. Oh my gosh.
This is the kitchen. This is the living room.
Wait, I have a question. Why are there pictures of our family here?
I thought it would be a nice touch for you to stay here one night.
That's nice. That's cute.
I've set up tons of things throughout the house to make Andrea fall in love with it.
It's pretty cool. I like this. And look at this view.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
All right, guys. Let's go downstairs. The cool stuff is downstairs. Let's go. Watch your step, guys.
What is this?
Uh-oh. This might be your gaming room setup.
This is like a music room.
This could be a music room or a gaming room. Are you more of a musician or a gamer?
Gamer.
Hold on. Think something. Hold on. Let me hear your voice.
Yo, we in Hawaii with Milan, Faron, Andrea, and Ali in blue, and we're about to go in the pool, and we're about to have fun, and we're about to go and jump.
All right. Stick to gaming.
Yeah, you're right.
But first, I had a very important question for Andrea.
So, do you like the house so far?
Yes, I like it so far.
All right, there's more to see. Wait till you see the master bedroom. It is so gorgeous.
Okay.
All right, keep going. Hey. Give us a second.
Why?
Give us a second.
Why?
Just give us a second. All right.
I think we're good.
You think we're good?
I think we're good.
You think she loves the house enough that she'll let us buy it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, we'll find out.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, Faron and I, we were talking about surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Surfing.
Okay, are you guys planning on something?
Yeah, we're planning on surfing.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, Daddy, there's a fan.
Can you stop scaring me with fans?
Honestly, I kind of like this room. I want this room to be mine.
No, your room is all the way up there. You have a special room, right?
What?
Wait, there are more pictures of our family here.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Mila, look, that's you. Give her a kiss. Give your sister a kiss. Mwah. I'm trying to look at you in the picture. Real life photo. Don't you feel like you're at home?
Yes, it feels like we're at home. It smells like home. I love the candles.
All right, let's show Faron his room. Faron, come up. All right, all the way up his room. By the way, guys, I just want to tell you guys, this property has its own waterfall.
Yo, what?
Its own private waterfall.
Waterfall?
Yeah, I'll show it to you guys later. Faron, do you want to jump that waterfall?
Jump the waterfall? Are we serious?
It's pretty high.
Bro, yeah, I'm down.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, go up.
What's up there?
Guys, come on. Come here. Oh, no way.
Hold on. Wait for me.
Yo.
I got to watch my head, you guys.
Hold on, you guys.
Wait for me. Yo, this is a cool spot.
Bro, look what I found.
Aw. You and your dog, Gucci.
Man, Gucci. Aw, I miss Gucci.
I know.
Imagine he was here.
Gucci, we're gonna miss you, okay?
Love you so much.
All right, let's go see the master bedroom.
Master bedroom, let's go.
And then we'll check out the waterfall.
All right, let's go.
We gotta watch our step going down.
Look, my mom's sleeping.
Andrea, are you taking a nap?
Guys, this is so relaxing.
All right, watch your step, you guys. All right, master bedroom.
Let's go.
Master bedroom.
Let's go.
You guys, I think Andrea likes the house so far. Hopefully she likes it enough that she'll allow us to buy it.
Are you ready to see the master bedroom?
Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
It's all the way down here.
Okay,
all right, watch out. Yo, this is a cool entrance.
Wow.
Isn't it cool?
Wait, what? Look at that view. Oh,
I know. Crazy.
That means that I'm going to wake up and the first thing that I'm going to see is this beautiful view.
Yep, the bed's right here. And the view is literally right in front of you. You have like 4 or 5 windows.
Yo, come check out the bathroom. Oh my gosh.
Look at this shower!
Look, you can take a shower right here and just check out the view outside. This is so beautiful.
So beautiful. I love it.
Alright, I got one more surprise.
No!
Surprise?
One surprise?
One last surprise.
No! What is it?
So I have a special present somewhere in the jungle. Maybe inside the waterfall. You guys gotta go find it. It's really important. Trust me.
Wait. Is this a surprise just for me or for everyone?
It's for everyone as a family. Let's go, guys. Let's go to the waterfall. Hey.
I'm telling you, this waterfall is big.
Let's go.
And go.
All right, y'all, let's check out this waterfall and give them that final surprise. Trust me, you're going to want to see her reaction.
Now, my friend Spencer was going to take us to the house's private waterfall.
All right, this is the route. This is going to take us to the magical waterfall where you're going to find your gift as well.
All right, let's go.
Let's go, you guys. Let's go. Take us. Let's go. All right, you better jump that waterfall, bro.
I am, bro.
Let's go, guys. Let's go.
What is the gift?
You're going to see the gift, all
okay.
right? Come down.
Am I going to like it?
Yep.
All
come
right.
on, come on, Grandma, come on.
Let's go.
Come on down.
Yo, come on, hurry up, let's go.
I'm coming, bro. Yo, Spencer, where's the waterfall?
Right around the corner, bro.
Let's go, we're close.
Yo, Faraj, show me those games, bro. Let me see those games, baby.
Jeez! And finally, after walking through the jungle for 20 minutes, we arrived to the private waterfall.
All right, you guys, we're here. Yo, this is high, bro. Hey, the present is in a box in the orange color. You got to jump down there and go get that present for your mom, all right?
Let's go. Let's do this.
Spencer,
Yo. You
go first. Show Faron how it's done.
All right, let's go.
I'm ready.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Oh my god, yo, that was crazy. He was in the air for so long.
Hey, Faron, once you jump in, you gotta get that orange box and take it to your mom so she can see her surprise, all right?
I bet.
I got it.
Pretty
high, bro.
Let's go. Easy. This is all you, Faron. You got this.
Perfect, bro.
You've already done it before. Three, two, one, go! Get it! There you go, bring it!
Now, Faron was about to give his mom the big present.
Alright, now it's time to open this box and see what your surprise is.
Okay.
Open it. Alright, open the box.
How do I open it?
Open it.
Over here.
Okay. Open it.
And this was the moment that we've all waited for.
Wait. What? Keys of a home?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They're keys to a home.
What home? What house?
Alright, open the letter.
Read the letter,
babe. Just read the letter.
You guys are making me nervous.
Just read the letter. It's going to make sense.
Okay. 1 second. All right. This key is for something very special. It's for a new house in Hawaii. A house I hope we can call home. I know we made a beautiful life in California, but every time we come to Hawaii, something magical happens. We laugh more and we are together in a way that feels extra special. It is a place that feels like us. I want you to hold these keys and imagine what life would be in a place that already holds so many of our best memories. I love you, I love our family, and I believe it could be the start of something even more wonderful. An amazing life of living in Hawaii.
Oh my God, you guys.
What do you think, babe? I was thinking about potentially buying that home and we can spend more time in Hawaii together as a family since we love it here so much.
Yeah, Mom, what do you think?
Guys, that was very thoughtful from you. But to be honest, I don't think that we are ready to make a change like this.
No?
No.
Not even for 6 months out of the year?
No, I don't think that right now we are able to do that. Maybe in a couple of years, but not right now. But thank you so much. It was very thoughtful. I love it.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Sadly, we didn't get the house. But we still managed to have the best time as a family in Hawaii.
We love you, Hawaii!
Alright, you guys. So I've been hiding something from my parents for a little while now.
But I think today is the day that I'm going to be telling them I have a girlfriend. So she's currently downstairs waiting for me. So let's go ahead, bring her in, and introduce her to my parents.
Let's go.
All right, you guys. I'm honestly kind of nervous. I think my parents are still in that room right there. That means we have to be extra sneaky, extra quiet. Let's go get my girlfriend. Let's go. Come on.
There she is. There she is. Yo, Gucci, bro. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. She's here. She's here. She's here.
All right, come on in. Come on in.
Hi.
All right, you guys. This is my girlfriend, Emily.
Hi, guys.
So we've known each other for a couple years now, and after recently reconnecting, we started hanging out, and we're official now. And today, we're going to be telling my parents about her.
I'm really nervous. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sure they're going to love you.
I hope so.
You ready?
Let's go.
Let's go, man.
Okay, Claude, where are your parents?
My parents are upstairs in their room. Come on, let's go.
Okay, I'm so nervous to do this.
Why are you nervous? They're going to love you.
You promise?
I can't promise anything, but I think they're going to love you. Come on, let's go. All right, you guys. So my parents are in this room. By the way, I told my parents that I have a surprise for them, which is why they're not going to be suspicious that I'm vlogging. Take a deep breath.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, hey, Mom and Dad.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Emily.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. Thank you. What are you doing here?
Let's see if my parents approve of my new girlfriend.
So, me and Emily are official. We're dating.
Wait, since when did you guys started like hanging out?
Maybe like a week ago. See, I told you they were gonna love you.
Oh, wait, you guys. I can finally call you Mom and Dad.
No, no, but we know you're Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Like, guys, come on, don't be silly. Just
don't
give her a hug.
Silly. Yeah, come on, bring it in.
Okay.
Aww. Speaking of that, you guys, I have a surprise for you.
She brought you guys a gift.
A gift?
Surprise.
Well, you didn't have to. What is
this? One for you. Now you can always remember me.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Of course.
Emily, come on, let's go hang out in my room.
No,
let's
but
go.
I need to talk to you first.
No. Don't worry, don't worry. I'll see you guys later. Let's go, Emily. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Go to my room. Go to my room.
Do you think your parents were mad?
No, they love you. They love you. Come on, just go to my room. My mom is so mad. I wonder how she's going to deal with my girlfriend for the whole entire day.
Because things are about to get crazy.
I guess it's that time, you guys. Farwan brought our girl over for the first time, and he's saying it's his girlfriend.
How is this even possible, Ali? Why are you okay with this?
Hey, relax.
By the way, what are you shooting right now?
Babe, it's a big moment in his life. He brought a girl over, which is why he's probably recording too.
All right, so she's a senior, he's a freshman. She's going to college very soon. Do you know that?
Relax.
He brought a girl without even asking us. This is unacceptable and so disrespectful. I'm going to go and talk to him and his girlfriend right now.
Babe. Hold on. Babe.
What?
Babe, you're in a bad mood. Let me take care of this. I'll go talk to Farah and Emily and I'll sort things out. You stay here.
Okay. Tell him to come here right now.
Okay.
I need to talk to him.
Ooh, boy. What a crazy start to the day. Andrea's really mad. I'm gonna go talk to Farhan and Emily and see what's going on.
Hey guys!
Your mom is so mad.
Let's go.
How did I do?
You did amazing.
All right, listen. Here's what's actually going on. Emily is not actually my girlfriend. Instead, I made a bet with Ali that I will make Emily act like such a bad girlfriend that my mom will kick her out of the house because my mom is so strict.
But I disagree. I think that Andrea is so nice that no matter how rude Emily is today, Andrea doesn't have the heart to kick her out.
Emily, I know you're super sweet in real life, but today you gotta be extra sassy.
I got this. Let's do it.
Farhan had a lot of tricks up his sleeve for the day.
Are you ready?
Yes, let's go do it.
Let's go.
All right, you guys, I honestly do not know what Farhan and Emily have planned for today, but I cannot let Andrea know that I'm a part of this.
Andrea had calmed down, but she wasn't ready for Farhan's first plan of the day.
I'm hungry. I don't know why you're not
offering me any food. You're not feeding me, Franz.
There's so many snacks. Like, do you want me to get you chips?
Yeah. I hear something downstairs.
What happened?
I don't know.
Who's that?
I hear some yelling.
Hey. I've been here for 15 minutes, bro, and you haven't offered me anything. What is it?
Like some hot Cheetos.
I don't even want to hear this from you.
What's going on? Your son is not being a good boyfriend and he's not feeding me.
No, I was going to get you food. Just like.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But okay, so there is no reason to be screaming in the house, okay?
No. Let's just tell me what to do. I'm just going to help myself, okay?
What? Like, okay, so let me help you then.
No, okay.
I can help you then. But don't scream.
I'm hungry.
Okay, babe, she's hungry. Let her see what she wants. She probably hasn't had... You haven't had breakfast yet, right?
No.
Okay, let her eat.
All right, so Emily, eat. See what you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how much patience Andrea's gonna have throughout the day.
That's expired. Are you guys trying to poison me? I'm allergic to peanuts. These have mold on them.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, they do.
Where?
Look. Wait. All over the bottom. Perfect! I love Caesar salad.
Okay, oh, she found something she likes.
No,
that's good.
But actually, this is my salad and it has my name on it.
No, but so Mom, come on. It's my girlfriend. She's a guest. Just let her have it. It's okay.
Don't you think you should share?
Yeah, Mom, you should share. It's
okay.
For her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
You can tell Emily was getting on Andrea's nerves.
Oh, by the way, Andrea, thank you for the salad.
And it was only going to get worse.
Can we have a conversation in private, just the three of us?
I can't. I'm kind of busy with my girlfriend.
Babe, he's with his girlfriend right now.
Babe, we are going to have a conversation, the three of us.
All
right?
Real quick.
Okay.
Let's go.
Follow me.
Let's go talk about this.
Hey, where are you guys going? We are going to have a conversation as a family.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
No, you're good. Just finish your salad. The salad is delicious. Just stay here. Have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Are you serious about Emily?
Yes, that's my girlfriend.
Oh my God, she's so rude. She's screaming inside the house. She wanted to eat my food without my permission. She's just so rude today.
Okay. But maybe she was just hungry. People get mad when they're hungry. They get angry.
Maybe she was hungry. Maybe she's not that she's eating now, she's going to feel better. Just give her a chance.
Are you jealous of my girlfriend? Is
what?
That, is that why you're mad?
No! Oh my God, Ferran! I just want a good girl for you!
Hi guys, let's go back and check up on Emily.
She's by herself, let's go.
Andrea was already so mad, but what Emily was about to do next was gonna make it even worse.
Emily? She's
Wait.
Gone!
Emily?
I'm here!
Where?
Where are you?
I'm in your bedroom! Wait, don't tell me this is my bedroom? Don't tell me that this is my bedroom.
Mom, take it easy. Don't panic.
But why is she doing in my bedroom?
Let's go find
her. Don't tell him. Go,
don't freak
go.
Out. Go. Jack, come on.
Emily?
What happened to my clothes? Where are my clothes on the floor?
Oh, well, I was just choosing an outfit. I couldn't really find anything I liked in there.
Why are you using my makeup without my permission?
We're family. I thought I didn't have to ask for permission.
No, you messed up my foundation.
No, Mom, listen. It's fine. You guys are family. You guys can share. You have a lot of makeup.
Babe, it's just makeup. It's fine.
Yeah,
relax.
But...
I know. It's just makeup.
Sharing is caring.
All right, so next time you ask for my permission, all right? What else did you do?
I mean, she made a mess right here. How much clothes did you throw on the floor?
Not too much.
Oh, my God! Oh! Why did you do that?
Goodness.
I think Andrea's mad. What's wrong with Emily? You need to control your girlfriend.
Mom, why don't you tell her she looks pretty? Why don't you compliment her? Because if you keep being mean to her, she's going to leave.
I'm not being mean. She's the one that is mean, is rude, she came to my bedroom, she's using my stuff.
Babe, can I be honest with you?
What?
You're coming off a little bit jealous. Maybe Ferran was right.
Yeah,
just saying. Maybe
Ferran
was right.
And maybe you just can't accept it.
Guys, are you serious? How am I going to be jealous? I just want a good girl for my song.
Okay, she can literally hear us. Just stop.
Babe, come. I need you.
Okay, I got to go, okay? She's calling me. I got to go.
Ferran's plan worked, but it wasn't good enough. He's going to have to step it up if he wants Andrea to kick Emily out of the house.
All right.
Ron, are you sure you want me to drive your mom's car?
Yeah, it's gonna make her so mad.
I don't even know how to drive a Tesla.
First things first, safety. Put on your seatbelt.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now, you just gotta move your wheel to the right. That's the left. The right.
Yeah, but...
The right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. There you go. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. There
yes.
you go. Now, you just reverse.
You feeling better?
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking that I had to have a conversation with Emily. Because at this point, I think that she's crossing the line a little bit. And if I try to talk to her nice, maybe we can become friends.
Yeah, that's a good way to go about it.
Okay.
Just be nice.
All right.
Oh, my God, I'm so nervous. What if your mom sees us?
That's the point. Okay, press the gas.
Oh, my God.
Okay, okay, there you go. There you
okay.
go. There you go. You're good. You're good.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Where are they?
They're in the room over there.
Doing what?
I don't know.
Driving my car?
Turn it, turn it, turn it. There you go. Now go, go. Okay, okay.
She is crossing the line at this point.
Wait, we don't know it's her though.
No, what do you mean? Like, then who?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. There you go, there you go, there you go.
She's just crossing the line. She's using all my stuff. She wants to get on my nerves.
Babe, just chill.
No, chill. No, she's using my car.
Go ahead, keep going, keep going. Oh, they're here, they're here.
Stop, stop it, please. Don't move the car. Stop it!
Hey. Oh my gosh, okay, okay, okay. Stop, stop the car. Listen,
do not
put your window down, okay?
Who does the window right now?
Babe,
hello?
Babe.
No, babe, please.
Babe, she's just teaching him how to drive.
Yeah, babe, why my car?
Put it in drive. There you go. Now go very slowly.
Where are they going?
All right, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Can you do something,
babe,
please?
They're just kids. They're having fun.
No.
Keep going. Just a little bit more.
Okay.
Just a little bit more.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay, I'm going to be in front of there. So she...
Wait, guys, stop. Babe, just chill. Just chill. Emily.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
All right, keep going.
Hello? Come on.
Put the window down. Just a little bit.
Put the window down, please. Why are you driving my car without my permission?
Because I can. I'm family.
Yeah, mom. It's okay. I gave her permission. She's family. She's my girlfriend. It's fine.
She's my boyfriend, remember?
No,
exactly. It's fine.
No, I'm sorry, guys. She's now part of the family. And you need my permission to drive my own car.
I think you should stop yelling at me.
Was this the moment that Andrea was going to kick out Emily from the house?
Turn off the car and step out. All right? Hello, please. Step out. Come on. Hello?
Can you guys just come with me real quick? Everyone come over here. By the way, Emily, amazing driving skills. I'm very impressed.
Isn't she amazing?
Thank you. At least one of you guys is nice to me.
Okay, so you're not helping.
All right, Emily, where were you trying to go in the car?
I was just trying to go to 7-Eleven to get some snacks. Is that really so bad?
Exactly. I wanted snacks, too. I was hungry.
Yes, but you should ask the owner of the car if it's okay to drive it, right?
Okay, well, I asked my boyfriend, and he said yes.
I did say yes, so it's not her fault. It's my fault. I gave her permission.
Babe, I have an idea. Why don't you and I drive them to 7-Eleven? That way they can have fun.
See, that's what a good parent does.
I told you my parents were cool.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom, too, I guess. Shotgun!
That's my seat.
No, it's not. I called Shotgun.
No, come on, get out.
Mom, my girlfriend did call Shotgun. Just come sit in the back with me.
But this is my seat, and I want to go in front, so get out, please.
Babe.
Okay, you're not going to say anything?
It's very comfortable in the back. You can sit next to Ferran. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, just come sit in the back with me.
All right. Come on, don't take too long. I have a photo shoot and I had to make it, so hurry, please.
It's not about you all the time. Don't you care about your son's girlfriend?
Yeah, Mom, trust me. It's not that big of a deal. We're going to make it on time.
All right, just go ahead and get what you want.
Come on, we should get these.
Yeah, those are good.
Can you hand me those?
I got you. How many?
Three.
Three. Perfect.
that hot Cheetos?
Those are actually spicy, Emily.
Yeah, I think those are pretty good.
I want to try.
Wait.
What are you doing? This is unacceptable. You're supposed to pay and they eat.
Okay. Well, don't snatch it from me.
Those are really good. Grab more.
No. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Guys.
Let's keep going.
You guys, Emily's getting on Andrea's nerves. It's getting crazy. All right. You got everything you need?
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here's everything. All right.
$223.82.
$223. Oh, you know what, Andrea? Thank you so much for taking care of us.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
Thank you, Mom. We love you so much.
No, guys, wait. I didn't agree to pay for all of these.
Let's go, Emily. Thank you so much, Mom.
It's only $223.
Only?
Andrea was already mad that she might miss her photo shoot. And paying for all of these snacks just made it worse.
Alright, we're almost home.
Wait, you know that I'm late for my photo shoot?
Okay, no one cares. It's not that important.
What do you mean? It is important for me.
Mom, it's okay. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. So tell her not to say those things.
Okay, so then just stop having an attitude.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Can we just get along? Everyone, just relax. You'll do your photo shoot. You guys will enjoy 7-Eleven, and we'll all have fun tonight.
Alright.
Alright, the two of you... go to the movie theater, enjoy your 7-Eleven. Andrea, let's get ready for your photo shoot.
Good luck with your photo shoot.
Yeah, good luck, Mom.
All right. Thank you.
All right, beautiful. Are you ready for your photo shoot? We gotta leave soon.
Hey, honestly, I don't feel comfortable leaving knowing that Emily's here. I don't trust her.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell her that she needs to leave right now.
Wait, hold on. You can't kick her out.
Yes, I can.
If Andrea kicks out Emily, that means I lose the bet against Ferran.
What if I get your photographer to come over? He'll take the photos for you here. That way you can get your photos and we keep an eye on Emily at the same time.
Are you sure you can do that?
Yeah.
Get my photographer to come.
Yeah, I'll get him to come.
Okay, so.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Just trust me.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun night.
All right.
You trust me?
I trust you. I love you.
All right, you guys, this is getting more difficult than I expected. All right, y'all. All right, so your mom is pretty mad.
Good.
All right, so, by the way, I'm winning the bet so far because Emily hasn't gotten kicked out yet.
No, okay, wait. I still got time.
All right, so here's the plan. The photographer is coming to our house. Andrea's going to take photos. You guys just do your thing, all right?
Okay.
All
right. I'll catch you guys.
Bye.
Alright, remember, we have to get my mom so mad that she kicks you out the house.
Okay.
Photographer's here!
The photographer arrived, and Andrea was already feeling better. But Ferran was planning something evil.
Alright, my mom's photographer's done setting up. Let's go.
Hey, you're the photographer, right?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I don't think Andrea's ready yet, so we can just kind of go ahead and start shooting me.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Should you get my good side over here?
Yep, exactly. Get her good side, bro.
All right, babe. So I already picked these three outfits.
Okay.
Which one should I wear first? I like all of them.
I know you like all of them. All right. Royalty family, which one should Andrea pick first?
I think you're going to look gorgeous in all of them, but I think you should pick.
Wait. I already have my favorite.
Let me see. Let me see if I get it right.
Okay. All right.
That one.
Yeah!
That was your favorite?
Yes!
All right, on the count of three, wear it. One, two, three. Oh my goodness, you are looking drop dead gorgeous. All right, sweetheart, are you ready to take some photos?
I'm ready.
When my mom comes down and sees this, she's gonna be so mad. Keep taking pictures, you guys. Keep going. You look amazing.
Looking good. Perfect.
Oh my God.
Hey, guys.
Babe, chill.
Keep going.
Wait,
relax,
no.
Here you go.
Excuse me. Hello. Why are you taking pictures?
We're actually doing my shoot right now.
No. What do you mean? This is my photo shoot. This is my photographer. This is my house.
You gotta wait your turn.
Excuse me. This is not for you.
Okay. Well, normally the prettiest girl in the house does the photo shoot, and we're shooting.
Was this going to be the moment Andrea kicks Emily out of the house?
Okay, I'm going to pretend that I didn't hear that. So please, get out. This is my moment.
Well, we're in the middle of it, so...
Yeah, Mom, maybe you could wait until
we're
done.
You need to tell your girlfriend.
Hold on. I have a solution.
Hey, can you take photos of the both of them together?
Sure. Alright, cool. The two of you guys stand together. That was smart. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I told her, no, I'm not taking pictures with her. What are you talking about?
Why are you being so mean to her?
You should do something.
Girls, one quick photo together. Just the two of you together.
Okay. Why? Why am I doing this? Get out of my way and let me do my photo shoot, please.
Fine, I'll just go outside with my boyfriend.
Perfect. Bye. Good luck.
I don't even want to shoot anymore. She ruined my photo shoot.
No, babe, you're already here. Just take some photos.
Babe, Emily's been so annoying the whole day. She ruined my whole day already.
Babe, come on. Yeah.
Okay.
Breathe.
Andrea, calm down. But what's about to happen next might just push her to the limits.
So my mom hasn't kicked Emily out the house yet, but I got a plan. So earlier I told Emily to call all of her friends and tell all of them to come over so we can throw a party. Because I know that'll make my mom so mad.
And I think that they're here right now at the front gate, so let's go get them.
Let's go.
Emily grabbed her friends from outside, and Andrea had no idea what was about to happen.
There you go. There you go. She's taking those pics.
Go, 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 go.
Who are you guys?
We're Emily's friends.
Wait, one second. You invited your friends to come to my photo shoot?
Of course, we're throwing a party.
Yeah! You guys, listen to me. Emily's friends out. I want everyone out right now.
You and my friend, right?
Emily's friend, everyone.
No.
You could have just kicked them out. That's so mean.
Emily's friends ruined Andrea's photo shoot, and she kicked them out of the house. Was Emily going to be next?
Okay. So, Emily, for how long are you planning to stay here? Because it's getting, kind of late, and I'm tired.
Well, I actually feel like we've been getting along pretty good. And I've decided that I think I'm ready to move in.
What?
Yeah, Mom, she's going to move in with me, you know, since... I love her so much.
No, this is not gonna happen. There is no way. No way, guys. So, what? Say something.
I mean, I think it would be amazing if she lived with us, no?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, are you guys planning something? Like, are you guys messing around with me at this point, or what happened?
What are you talking about? I'm so serious.
Yeah, we're serious.
Babe, it's not the end of the world.
As a matter of fact, I think my stuff just arrived.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
What do you mean by your stuff?
All right, movers, let's bring all of this stuff up to the master bedroom, please.
No. Movers, this is my house, so go back, please.
Movers, stay. Just bring it up there.
No, movers, you go back. This is my house. I'm the owner of the house.
Hold on. I live here, so come in.
No, but I'm the one here. I'm the one with the rules. Go back.
Yeah, I guess just take it outside. Yeah, take it. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry.
You know what, Emily? I like you and everything, but at this point, you need to leave my house right now.
Wait. Are you kicking her out?
Yes, she needs to leave my house right now.
Babe, are you sure you want to do that?
I'm sure.
Come on. Okay, I guess I'm...
You're welcome to come back anytime.
Leaving?
Come back tomorrow.
No, tomorrow. Never. Go. Leave.
Next week.
Bye.
Cool.
I
hold on. You can't take a joke?
give me a joke. What? What?
This whole time we set it up as if that was his girlfriend, but it's really not.
No.
Just to make you mad.
I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend.
No, you kidding me. No, you guys. I knew it.
All right, you guys. They're hugging it out. They know it was a joke.
I'm so sorry.
Stay royalty.
We out.
Peace.
Alright you guys, so I am currently grounded because the other night I missed my curfew and my parents were super mad. But there's a huge party happening tonight and I cannot miss it. So I'm gonna have to sneak out of the house. Alright you guys, here's the plan. My parents are currently downstairs and I overheard them saying they were going to the movie theaters today.
I'm gonna get ready for the movies.
Okay.
So I think if I can just wait for them to leave, I can sneak out of the house, go to my party, and they'll never even know. I need to get to the party in the next 2 hours, so hopefully my parents leave soon.
Bye, Farhan. We're leaving.
Bye. I love you guys.
We love you.
Let's go. My parents finally left, and that means Operation Sneak Out is in full effect. Let's go.
I don't think so.
We had a feeling that Farhan was going to try to sneak out and go to that party.
So we're hiding in the sauna that's in our garage to see what Farhan does. And I promise you, he's not going to that party.
How are you so sure about that?
You guys will see.
All right, I got my hair done. Now I have to spray some cologne.
Yeah, because you smell, but it don't matter because you ain't going nowhere.
Perfect. Now let's go.
I'm telling you, he's leaving.
No, he's not.
All right, so I have to get to the party in an hour and a half. Now I have to arrive before the special guest gets there.
Let's go.
Wait, who's the special guest?
It don't matter because he ain't going anyway.
He's leaving right now. He's leaving the house.
Just watch and see what happens.
This party's going to be so much fun.
Hey, there you are. I was waiting for you.
Who is that girl?
It's a babysitter. I hired her.
Okay, so why do you hire a babysitter?
I hired a babysitter that would keep Farhan busy all day so he doesn't leave.
Do you really think that that's gonna work?
My plans always work.
Who are you and what are you doing in my house?
I'm the babysitter. Your parents called me.
No, I actually don't need a babysitter, so you're good.
Actually, you do need a babysitter.
I've got so many fun activities for us. Just take a seat. Come on, I'll be right back. Okay.
Yeah, Farhan, sit down. Get comfortable, because you're not going to that party.
He's going to find a way to sneak out.
Are you serious? I can't believe my parents hired a babysitter to watch me. Now it's going to be 10 times harder to sneak out of the house.
Farhan, if I was you, I would not try to leave, because I'm 100 steps ahead of you.
And you won't believe what Farhan was about to do.
Look what I found.
What? Oh, my goodness.
He's got all the board games he wants.
He's not a kid anymore. He's not going to like that.
Oh, he's got no choice.
Okay, so should we start with Yahtzee or let's go fishing?
I don't like those.
Are you that okay? Boys really love Jenga.
Ooh, Jenga.
You knock it down, get all that aggression out, you know, that you've been feeling.
I'm good. I don't really like Jenga too much.
That's okay. Look, we've got lots of things here for Monopoly.
Where do you even find this babysitter?
Matter of fact,
what's your name again?
Ashley.
Ashley, it's nice to meet you. I actually really, really have to go use the bathroom.
Oh, wait a minute.
So, can I go?
Yeah, just don't take too long, okay?
Okay.
We've got a lot to get through.
Okay, I'm going to just go really quick.
Okay. Hurry up! Don't take too long!
He's trying to find a way to leave.
He's not going nowhere, just trust me.
No, you trust me. He's leaving.
You wanna bet? I bet you Farhan does not go to that party today.
Okay, bet. If he ends up in that party, we are gonna paint our bedroom pink like I always wanted.
Okay, if he doesn't go to that party today, we paint our bedroom blue like I always wanted.
Alright.
Hey, Farhan, what's taking so long? I'm waiting for
you. You guys, this babysitter is a huge problem. She's trying to keep me home, and that means I cannot go to that party. So we have to get her out of the house, and I know exactly what to do.
Wait, what is he gonna do?
It don't matter, because he's not leaving the house anyway.
So I have this AI software on my phone, and I can make it make a video of my parents telling my babysitter that she can go home. Let's do it.
Wait, AI can do something like that?
Yeah, but it's not gonna look real.
I'm not sure. AI looks pretty real these days.
Hey, AI, can you make a video of my parents telling my babysitter, Ashley, that they're 10 minutes away and that she can go home now?
Come on! Hurry up! Come on!
Alright, you guys, the AI video was just made. Let's watch it.
Alright, let's see it.
Hey, Ashley, we're about 10 minutes away, so you can head home now.
Thank you so much. We'll be home soon.
What? Oh my gosh, this video's perfect! That was terrible!
Oh my god, you guys, this looks so realistic!
The babysitter's not gonna fall for that!
She's gonna fall for it! Come on!
Hey, Ashley, I'm back! I have really bad news.
Oh no, what?
So my parents just informed me that they were actually 10 minutes away and that you could go home right now.
What?
Ashley, he's lying to you. We're actually in the sauna in the garage.
So they actually sent me a video to show you.
Well, can I see it?
Yeah. Let's watch it. Here.
Ashley, don't fall for this.
Hey, Ashley, we're about 10 minutes away, so you can head home now.
Thank you so much. We'll be home soon.
Come on, Ashley, don't fall for this.
Oh!
I know it's kind of sad, but you know, maybe we could reschedule.
That's such a good idea!
Come on, Ashley!
I know, but for now, I'm just gonna help you grab all your stuff and so you can get out.
You're so sweet!
Yeah.
You see, I told you the babysitter was going to fall for it. Now, Ferrari's gonna sneak out and go to that party.
Alright, well, thank you so much. Here's your stuff.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
Okay, tell your parents I said hi.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
That was only step number one. I got way more things set up to make sure Ferran does not escape and go to that party. Just trust me.
It worked. The babysitter's gone. The coast is clear. Nobody's stopping me now.
I'll see you guys at the party.
He's leaving. Like, he's literally leaving. Look at him.
I got it under control.
Hey, buddy. Seems like you're trying to go somewhere.
Who is that person?
Oh, I heard security. Ferran's for sure not going anywhere now.
Whoa. Who are you?
I'm security. I thought you were grounded.
Grounded? I mean...
Where are you trying to go?
I wasn't going anywhere. I was just getting a fresh breath of air.
Yeah, I have a hidden camera in your bedroom, so I'm watching your every move. So go on. Get upstairs. Let's go. Now.
Are you serious?
Yes, now. Let's go. Go. Here we go.
My plan was working exactly how I was expecting. Let's see if Ferran can escape now.
Like I said, I'll be watching everything that you do, so don't try to leave this bedroom.
Is it even that serious?
Yeah, it's that serious. You're grounded. Don't leave this room.
You see, now that we have a security guard, there's no way Ferran's leaving the house.
He's still gonna find a way to leave. This kid is so smart.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I can't believe that my parents hired a security guard just to keep me inside my room. This is gonna be way tougher than I expected, but I'm still gonna find a way to sneak out and go to that party.
I told you he's still gonna try to leave.
Sure, we'll see about that.
All right, you guys, I'm currently in my closet right now where the security guard cannot see me. And I think I have the perfect way on how to distract the security guard so I can sneak out of the house and go to the party.
Wait, what are you gonna do in his closet?
So I actually have this dummy in my closet, but we have to inflate it.
What does he need a dummy for?
He's the only dummy I see.
Well, I can see one more here.
Dummy inflated? Now we actually have to dress him up to make him look like me. Hey, okay. Now he actually kind of looks like me.
Wait a minute. I think I know why he has a dummy now.
Why?
What a smart, sneaky guy.
What? Tell me.
You'll see.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in my room, turn off the lights, act like I'm about to go to sleep. But in reality, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this fake fur on in my bed.
Oh my gosh, Ferran found a way to sneak out of the house.
He's not going nowhere. I hired the best security guard.
Oh my gosh, Ali, you said the same exact thing for the babysitter.
And I know that the security guard is gonna come up and check on me once he realizes that the lights were turned off. And that right there is my moment to sneak out. I'm so tired. I think I'm gonna go to sleep.
Lights went off in Ferran's room. I'm gonna go check on him.
The security guard is going to think that the dome is Ferran, so Ferran is going to escape.
Sweetheart, I love you, but the security guard is not going to fall for a dummy, okay?
All right, Ferran, I'm coming upstairs. You better not be up to something.
All right, you guys, I'm currently on my balcony, and the security guard is coming up the stairs to my room right now, so let's just wait and see what happens. He's coming in. He's coming in.
Security guard's about to catch Ferran's dummy, and Ferran is going to be in big trouble.
Why are the lights off? Ferran.
You guys, I hope he doesn't realize that that's not actually me in the bed.
Ferran, are you sleeping?
Security guard is not going to fall for this.
Yes, he is.
Wait a minute. Ferran.
This is not going to work. This is not going to work.
He's sleeping. He must be tired.
No.
He does really think that's me.
Makes my job easier.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe that worked.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie. That was pretty smart.
All right, so the security guard is gonna be at his post thinking he's watching me, but in reality, he's gonna be watching the dummy, and that's gonna allow me to sneak around the side of the house and go to my party.
He's about to sneak out.
That's not gonna happen, trust me.
He's gonna walk out the front door.
You guys, the security guard is right there. He's back at his post, and he thinks he's watching me. But in order for me to sneak around the side of the house without him noticing me, I'm gonna need a very special item from the garage. Let's go.
Wait, the rest is that he's coming to the garage.
This is bad. We're inside the garage, in the sauna. I hope he doesn't find us.
I told you this was a terrible idea.
He can't know that we're in here. Just don't make too much noise. All right, he's coming inside the garage.
Alright, so there's an item in here that I'm looking for that's gonna help me disguise myself as I'm sneaking out. And I know it's somewhere in here, I just have to find it. Let's go.
He's right in front of us.
Where is this thing? Just wait till you guys see what it is.
What is he looking for?
I have no idea.
Come on, I need this item, come on. Is it in here? Nope. Maybe in here? Nope.
Oh! He's looking at us.
Oh my goodness. Check this out, check this out. Look at this box right here. I'm pretty sure that the item I'm looking for is inside of that box. The last time I used it, I put it back in there. So let's open it.
You guys, he's literally right in front of us.
He might catch us.
All right, let's open up the box.
What is that?
Oh my gosh, this is exactly what I was looking for. This is perfect.
All right, as long as he doesn't open the sauna, I think we'll be fine.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. This is amazing, this is amazing. We found it, we found it. This is a ghillie suit, and this is going to allow me to disguise myself as I sneak out, and there's no way the security guard is going to be able to see this. Let's go put this on.
Now Ferran is going to sneak out and go to the party.
He's not going anywhere, all right? I'm sure about this.
All right, you guys, I have my ghillie suit on right now. It's time to escape and make it to my party, but I have to be quick because I do not have much time to get there. So let's go. Stealth mode activated.
Ferran is already outside. All that he has to do is go through the side gate and he's gone.
It's not going to be that easy.
Alright, I'm gonna go behind the car. We're gonna blend in with these bushes.
I can't believe Ferran is doing this. The security guard is right there.
Security's watching the dummy version of me right now. He's so clueless. I'm gonna crawl a little bit. I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna hide behind this play structure right here. The door is so close. I'm so close to escaping. Oh my gosh. Security's coming this way. I saw him moving this way. Do you guys think he saw me? Oh, alright, thank God. He's going back. We can keep going.
Ferran's not going anywhere.
What do you mean he's so close to the gate?
You guys, there's nobody guarding the exit. I'm just gonna run full speed and nobody's gonna catch me. Let's go.
He's escaping right now.
I do track, so I'm gonna use my full potential here. 3, 2.
Go.
He's escaping.
Let's go. Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I told you he wasn't going nowhere.
Who are you?
I'm security. You're grounded. Get back to your room. Get back to your room.
Oh
Oh my gosh.
Wait, you brought two security guards?
Come on, are you guys serious?
Yes, we are.
Come on, just give me a break.
No break.
Just let me out.
Upstairs.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I had a feeling he might escape the first one, so I brought backup.
And when security found out what Ferran did, he was mad.
In your room. No more funny business. Stay in your room.
Do you still think Ferran's gonna escape?
Honestly, I do. He's really smart.
Ferran was so desperate to find a way to escape.
Alright, so I have to be at the party in 1 hour. But this is gonna be super difficult, considering the fact that there are two security guards patrolling the house, and they won't let me leave.
What's Ferran gonna do next?
It doesn't matter. He might as well just give up now.
Alright, I think I actually might have an idea. If I can somehow get the first security guard by the front door out of the way, I can for sure get past the second security guard by the gate. Just watch what I'm about to do to get the first security guard out of the way.
There is no way Ferran's getting past two security guards. I'll guarantee you that.
Alright, security, I know you can hear me. I know you're watching me right now. Can you please come upstairs to my room? This is urgent.
What does he want now?
Wait a minute. Ferran's calling the security guard upstairs. I wonder what he's up to.
All right. What do you need?
Alright, listen man, I know I can't leave my room, I'm super bored, is there any way you could just please grab my laptop? It's in the guest room, it's down the hall.
Why is he making you go to the guest bedroom?
Alright, I'll go get it, but you stay right here.
Alright, I'm gonna stay right here.
Got it.
Right here, thank you.
Wait, I think I know what he's trying to do.
What?
Wait, hold on, let's see if it happens.
Laptop. Where is this laptop? Where would he put a laptop?
What is he doing?
Is he really gonna lock the security guard in the guest bedroom?
Oh no.
Oh
my. Hey, you're locked in! And I have the key!
I told you Ferran is so smart.
Ferran, open the door. It's not funny.
Oh, no. You're not getting out. You're locked in now, buddy.
Now Ferran is going to escape the house.
Nah, there's still another security guard outside, and this guy is extra good.
Ferran, if you don't open this door, you're going to be in big trouble.
All right, now that I got the first security guard locked inside, I know exactly how to get past the second security guard. Let's go to the garage.
He's going to the garage again.
All right, just stay quiet. I don't know why he's coming to the garage, but as long as he doesn't open the sauna and see us, we'll be good.
All right, you guys, my bike is right there. Let me open the garage.
Why is he talking?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. It's right there. Where is he going?
I think he's getting on his bike.
The bike.
Oh, he's not going nowhere. Trust me.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ride my bike full speed until I get to the gate. Now, once I get to the gate, I'm going to use my clicker to open the gate. And as soon as that gate opens, I'm just going to go full speed out of there. There's no way the security guard is going to be able to catch me. And then I'm going to be on my way to the party. Let's go.
He's going to leave.
Guys, I'm not worried because there's a security guard right in front of the front gate, and there's no way he's gonna let Ferran escape.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you guys ready? Let's go. I'm out!
He's leaving!
No, he's not. Watch this.
What are you doing?
I got the app to Ferran's bike. What I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna turn off his battery, and then once I do that, his bike is gonna turn off, and he's not going nowhere.
Do you think that's gonna work?
I'm sure this is gonna work. Watch this, you guys.
I'm out! Now, we have to open up the gate. Open up the gate. Come on. Yes, it's opening.
Battery
off. Wait. My bike isn't working. Why is it not working? No, I literally can't go.
You guys, it worked. The gate's open. Ferran's not going nowhere. I told you.
It worked.
Oh my gosh, my bike's literally not working.
Ferran.
Ooh, security's mad.
Bring the bike
back to the garage and get back to your room right now.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
What?
Bring it back to the garage right now.
All right. All right.
You really thought Farol was going to leave that easy? He's going to have to get more creative than that.
He's going to get way more creative, and he's going to leave.
He's not going nowhere.
He will.
No, he's not.
He will.
He's not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
And once you bring it back into the garage, go up to your room and stay there. Do you hear me?
All right.
I'm going to go open the door for security upstairs and let him out, all right?
All right. Bye. Don't get caught by Farol.
Did you let a 15-year-old lock you in this room?
Look, I'm sorry. He's smarter than I thought.
All right, figure this out. I gotta go back and hide, all right?
I got it.
You guys, Farol is gonna end up escaping the house. Watch.
You thought that was funny, locking me in the room? You're on maximum security now, kid. Get in your room. He's securely in his room now. We're on high alert.
My plan to keep Farol from escaping was working, but I know he won't give up that easy.
Alright, so I only have 30 minutes left to get to that party before the special guest arrives. But I'm on maximum security. There's gotta be a way to escape.
Why is he still trying to escape? There's literally a security guard outside his bedroom.
I told you he was going to find a way to escape.
Oh, he's not escaping.
Alright, I think I finally came up with a plan on how to successfully sneak out. But this plan is going to take some ingenuity. I learned that word last week. All right, let's go downstairs. Hey, man, listen.
Why is Farol talking to the security?
I don't know.
I'm super, super thirsty. I've been locked in here. Is there any way you could just get me some soda?
I'm not falling for that again. Go get it yourself. I'll be watching you from up here.
All right, I'm going to just go grab it myself from the kitchen.
I'll be watching you.
Farol is leaving. He's going somewhere.
He's not gonna escape. There's no way he could. Security guard is literally staring at him.
I'm watching you, kid. Let's hurry it up.
Why is he going in the pantry?
All right, you guys. I'm in the pantry, and I'm gonna grab one of these sodas.
Wait, he's grabbing a drink?
And now just watch what I'm about to do with it.
Wait, look what Farol is doing. He's shaking the bottle.
Hurry up, kid!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
What are you doing? You're making a mess!
Bro, look what you did! Aren't you gonna come down and help?
He spilled soda all over my carpet!
Was that a mistake or was it on purpose?
I have no idea!
What are you doing? Look at this mess!
This is your fault! You scared me!
We gotta get this cleaned up before your parents get home!
How is spilling soda on the rug gonna help him escape?
I don't know, but for sure he's up to something.
Well, I actually know the people who clean my parents' carpets regularly.
Okay, fine. Go upstairs, give him a call, and I'll wait for him outside. Go, go!
All right.
Whatever plan Farol has now, it's not gonna work, I'm telling you.
All right, so security thinks I'm about to call cleaning company, but just watch what I'm about to do. Yo, Aaron, listen, I need a huge favor.
Farol is not calling the cleaning company. Farol is calling his friends for help.
Bring your dad's van, bring four of the boys, and make sure they're all dressed the exact same.
He's asking his friends to dress the same.
Why?
Bro, I just need you to trust me, okay? All right, I'll see you. I hope this works.
You know what? There's not much his friends can do for him, because we got two security guards on the property. He's not going anywhere.
All right, so Aaron just texted me saying he's pulling up, and I just pray that the security guard believes he's a real cleaning company and they let him in.
Farol's friends just got here.
Well, how his friends are gonna help him?
Farol's friend just got out of the van.
How's it going?
Hey, how can I help you?
Hey, I'm here with the cleaners.
He's talking to security?
Ah, perfect, yeah. Here, follow me. Let me show you where the problem is.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
All right.
How is Farol's friend going to help him to escape?
Whatever he's up to, it's not going to work. I'm telling you guys.
All right, so can we get this cleaned up real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Aaron's downstairs talking to security, and we have to somehow find a way to get all of my four friends into my room. Just trust me, this is all gonna make sense.
I'll talk to you outside real quick.
Sure, about what?
What are they doing? Security's going outside?
Alright, now I gotta go change, and you'll see why.
There are so many people coming out from the van.
Who are those people?
Oh my god, they must be his friends.
Why are they dressed in blue and black?
Because they're up to something.
They're walking inside the house. Security guard's outside, so he doesn't see them.
But where are they going?
Those people are coming inside the house.
Why?
They're going upstairs.
They're going to Ferran's bedroom to help them.
Yeah, but how are they going to help Ferran escape?
All right, security and Ferran's friend are coming back inside the living room.
All right, so here's my plan. I want everybody to run outside dressed the same. That way the security guard won't know which one I am. And then I'm going to sneak into the van and go to my party.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a smart plan. I told you he was going to stay.
He's not going nowhere. I got two security guards downstairs. And this time, they're going to be ready for him.
Are you guys ready? Let's do this. Let's go.
Ferran and his friends are coming down the stairs.
And guys, one of them is Ferran.
I'm telling you, Ferran, you're gonna get caught. Don't do this.
They're talking. They're plotting. They're up to something.
They're going to escape.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're not gonna escape.
Trust me.
Wait, they're opening the front door?
What's going on? What are you doing here?
Wait, security, stop them. They're running.
What's going on? Hey, you, come back in.
Oh my gosh. We got two security guards chasing all of them. Which one of those five kids is Ferran?
I don't know. They all look the same.
Hey, get over here. Ferran. Where's Ferran?
You guys, I'm not worried. I'm sure security's gonna catch Ferran. Alright, security's trapping them.
Stop! Get over here! Which one is Ferran? Ferran, show yourself!
Security's trapped them all. You guys, security has gathered up all the boys, and I think they caught Ferran.
Alright, you gotta start talking, fellas.
Ferran is about to get caught.
I can't believe that they finally got him.
I know one of you is Ferran, so you're gonna reveal yourself one by one. You, take off the mask.
All right, let's see if the first guy's Ferran. Wait,
no.
Ferran. All right, it might be the second guy.
No. You, mask.
Do you think the second guy's Ferran?
Maybe.
Wait a minute.
No.
It must be the third guy. All right, let's see if the third guy's Ferran.
You, mask.
Wait. That's not
Ferran!
Take off the mask, Ferran!
Alright, the fourth guy has to be Ferran.
For sure it's Ferran.
That guy's body frame is just like Ferran. This is Ferran, I'm telling you.
Take off your mask.
What?
No!
That's not Ferran!
Wait, that means that Ferran escaped?
How did he get out of here?
If Ferran escaped, he's on the way to the party. You and I, let's go follow Ferran in the car. He's not going to that party. Let's go. He's not going, you guys.
All right, you guys, I just got into the van. Aaron, hurry up and get to that party before my parents realize that I left.
All right, I'm going.
All right, we're in the car. We're going to go follow Ferran and see where he's going.
I can't believe that he left the house.
Oh.
Go follow him right now.
We're going to get him, you
go,
guys.
Go.
Aaron, go. We got to get to that party in 10 minutes.
All right, I'm going.
He's got to be around here somewhere.
I told you that this was going to happen. I told you that he was going to stay.
Yo, you think your parents are going to find out about this?
Nah.
You guys, we're going to find Ferran. He's not making it to that party.
I'm going to that party.
And remember, if he gets to that party, that means that you're going to lose the bed and we are painting our bedroom pink.
He's not getting to that party, trust me.
Okay, let's see.
All right, take a right here.
All right, make it a right.
All right, keep going. And then make another right here. Let's go.
I was going to do whatever it takes to catch Ferran.
Can you track his location?
Yeah.
Track his location.
Okay, make a right. Make a right here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Make a right?
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I think that's the van. That's the van that Ferran left with.
Do you think that that's actually Ferran?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to get closer, and we're going to find out.
Yo, Ferran, what car did your dad drive again?
White truck. Why?
I think I see somebody following us.
You guys, that's the van. Ferran's inside that van. We're going to catch him.
Come on, hurry. Don't let him get away.
He's not going to that party.
Oh, my gosh. It is my dad's truck. Aaron, you gotta go. How did they find us? I don't know, but you gotta hurry up, because if they catch me, I'm gonna be in huge trouble.
All right, I'm gonna make a left turn here.
All right, go.
All right, you guys, they're making a left turn right here, and we're gonna follow them.
But where are they going?
I don't know, but we're about to find out.
Oh no, we're coming up to a red light. We're gonna have to stop and your parents are right behind us.
There's a red light coming up and they're stopping. We're literally gonna be right behind them.
All right, we're pulling up.
Come on, come on.
All right, I'm gonna honk.
Farhan, get out!
Get out!
You guys, my parents are honking at us. They're so mad.
We're right behind you!
Oh my gosh, it's green! Let's go! 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 Go.
Oh, he's going!
Go! Go! Go!
He's going!
Go,
he's going!
Go! 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 Bro, we cannot let them catch us! Please, hurry up!
Hey, watch out! There's a car! Backing up from the driveway!
Are you serious? Right now? Oh my god, he's going so slow!
Oh my god!
We're gonna lose Farhan!
Oh my gosh! There's a car pulling out and is blocking my parents' way! Hopefully this buys us time! Go! 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 Go!
Come on, let's go!
Come on! Hurry!
I think we lost them! Heck yeah, let's go!
Hurry, baby! Come on! Go!
You guys, we're almost at the party! This is gonna be amazing!
Check his location.
It says, make a left right there.
Okay,
his location says that he's at the end of the street.
On this street?
Yes, keep going.
Where?
Exactly right here, right there.
This house right here?
Yes. Okay. Let's go.
You ready?
Ready.
Ron, you're in trouble.
All right, I just got dropped off at the party. Aaron, you're good to go.
Hey, bye, Ron. Good luck.
All right, let's go inside and get this party started. Let's go.
All right, you guys, we just got to the house. Farhan's location says that he's here right now.
Let's go to the front door.
Wait a minute. I think my parents just pulled up to this house. This is really bad. I'm gonna have to find a place to hide so they don't find me.
All right, you guys. I'm gonna hide right here so my parents don't find me.
No one is opening the door.
And I don't hear anyone, and there's no music.
Wait, should we go to the backyard?
All right, let's go to the backyard. All right, this is the backyard. You guys, I think my parents are getting closer. I can hear them.
Farhan!
Where are you?
You guys, he's gotta be here somewhere. His location says that he's here.
But there is no one here.
He's probably hiding somewhere.
We were wondering why Farhan was at this random house.
He's gotta be here somewhere.
Maybe right there. Farhan!
You guys, I know Farhan is here somewhere.
They're getting closer.
I can't believe he's doing this.
How come he did something like this?
Hey, surprise!
Farhan, you're not supposed to leave the house. You're grounded.
What are you doing here?
All right. I know I'm supposed to be grounded, but I can explain. All right, just trust me. Follow me. Come here.
We were really confused as to why Farhan came to this house alone.
Farhan, what are you...
Why?
Farhan, just tell me, what are you doing here?
Just trust me. I'm going to explain everything.
You better have a good reason for coming here.
All right, check it out.
And you wouldn't believe the reason why Farhan threw this party.
Wait, what's this decoration for?
All right, trust me. I got this card, and it's going to explain to you everything you need to know.
Read it, baby.
To my dad, thank you for everything you do for me. I'm so grateful to have you. You always believe in me and push me to be better, like when we're working out or when you teach me how to drive. Even when I mess up, you stay patient with me and help me learn a lot. I love that we've been able to travel so many amazing places and make memories that I'll never forget. Thank you for always being there for me, supporting me, and making life exciting and fun. Love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day. I love you.
To be honest with you, I knew about all of this, but I didn't want to ruin the surprise.
You knew about this?
But the good news is, you don't have to lose the bet.
Here's your custom Father's Day cake.
Why would you choose this picture out of all of them?
At the end of the day, Father's Day is about being around the people I love the most. So thank you guys so much. I love you.
We love you.
Stay royalty. We out.
Peace.
You guys, somebody stole my brand new iPhone, and I have to get it back.
So we were finishing shooting a video, and shortly after, I got a text message from his phone number saying this.
The thief said, I have your phone, and I will post an embarrassing video of you in 4 hours.
So we brought back all the suspects. Let's go talk to them.
So somebody stole my phone, and I know it was one of you guys. Stop.
So you guys all left the studio, and Farhan and I went to finish recording. And once we were done, we realized that his phone was gone.
And I checked find my iPhone, and it says my iPhone is still in this building. So I know one of you guys
has it. So just give it back.
Why would somebody take your phone?
Yeah, dude. We want to go home already.
If you guys want to go home, all you got to do is prove your innocence. And I think we know exactly how to find out who stole the phone.
All right, everybody, empty out your pockets.
For once, phone was blue. So whoever has a blue phone could be the thief. What you got over here?
See it.
It's my phone.
It's not a blue phone, is it?
No, it's white.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we see your phone?
Yep.
Pink? Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mmm.
That's a blue phone.
Check it out.
Okay. Why do you have a blue phone?
It's my phone, dude.
All right, we'll check his wallpaper. Farhan, what's your wallpaper?
My dog, Gucci.
This was not Farhan's phone, but somebody here for sure has it somewhere.
I think that's purple.
White phone?
Nope.
Old iPhone? Not it.
Not it.
You guys are annoying.
All right, Andrea, what do you got?
Let's see it.
Nothing else in your pocket?
Nothing?
No.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on, wait a second.
Blue phone.
That's a blue iPhone.
With the same case.
Oh, what?
Can we see your wallpaper?
Yeah, we're going to check the wallpaper.
What? You have a wallpaper of you and Farhan together?
Well, yeah, because, like, I wanted to, like, keep the memory, like, you know, of us, like, you know?
No, I don't know.
I didn't take his phone.
Was it her that stole the phone? We'll see about that. Give it back. Kind of sus.
Sus.
Purple iPhone.
And a ring?
Wait. That's my ring. You stole my ring. No, I found it in the bathroom. I meant to give it back to you. Mm-hmm. You can have it back.
Give me it back.
Wait a minute. You stole a ring. That means you probably stole a phone too, right?
So, are you a thief?
No, I didn't take it.
We're going to find out.
Black phone? You can move that way.
Red iPhone.
Okay.
Wait, is this a ski mask?
No! Yeah, it was part of my costume. I just forgot to put it back.
Kind
of
sus.
Purple phone? Let's take off the case, because sometimes we get desperate and put on cases, huh? Black phone.
Exactly. I would never take his phone. Just let me leave now.
No, you're not leaving until we tell you you're innocent. Pull out your phone.
I don't have mine.
What do you mean you don't have it?
I dropped it and it broke.
Wait. If you broke your phone, maybe you would need a new phone, and that's why you would take my phone.
All right, janitor, where's your phone? You still have a flip phone?
Still works.
And I think we know exactly how to find out who stole the phone. So clearly the thief was smart enough
not to have the phone on them.
So we gotta go to plan B.
We're gonna go watch some surveillance footage.
To see who's the thief and who took your phone. Let's go.
Come on, guys. Whoever took my son's phone, can you please give it back?
Number 17 definitely stole his phone. She already stole my ring, so I'm positive that she stole the phone.
Oh, my God. Are you crazy? If anyone, it's the janitor. He has keys to every single room in this studio where he could have stole the phone.
That's true.
I'm telling you, one of those suspects took my phone and they have it somewhere.
So let's watch security footage of the thief stealing the phone and let's gather as much evidence as we can so we get your phone back. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh my gosh, that's the person who stole my phone.
Wait, how are they going to enter the building?
Through the side door.
Are you serious? The door's not opening.
It's locked.
How are they going to get in? Wait a minute. Nah, there's no way.
Don't tell me they're going to try to open the garage door.
That's way too heavy. That's impossible. What?
Oh my goodness.
You guys, the thief was able to open the garage door pretty easily.
Wow. And they're just gonna go in just like that.
That's how they snuck in.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have every single suspect open the same exact garage door. And whoever is able to lift the garage door like the thief did is still a suspect.
I have an idea. Most suspects are not gonna wanna open that garage door. So I'm gonna tell them if they open it, they're innocent. Reverse psychology.
Oh, so they're motivated to do it. Let's go.
All right, for the first challenge, we're going to see who can lift up this garage door.
Why? But what does that have anything to be? It doesn't make sense.
So to prove your innocence, you have to lift up the garage door.
Ah, who's going to go first? Let's see who can open up the garage door just like the thief did.
Obviously me, because I'm innocent.
All right, let's see what you got. Go, go. Let's see what you got.
You got, come on. Let's go. Easy.
I told you I'm innocent.
I'll go.
All right, go.
That's right.
Let's see what you got. I got this. I've opened up a garage door at a different studio.
You've done this before somewhere else.
Yeah, I have.
Show us what you got.
Go ahead.
Yay, let's see it. Woo!
Yeah!
Not bad.
I told you I could do it.
This is light work.
Okay. Wait, she got it. Oh!
I don't know if I can open this gate, but I'll try.
Just try your best.
Wait,
what? Are you serious?
I guess I'm innocent.
I thought she said that she wasn't strong.
I don't know if I can open this gate.
It's kind of sus.
Andrea, your turn.
I just don't want to break my nails.
Are you saying that just for you to not do it?
Yeah.
No, I'll do it, but I don't want.
Come on, you got this.
You got it.
Let's go, Andrea.
More. I didn't break my nails.
Andrea might be the bee.
That's it.
I heard it's pretty strong.
Yo, he's actually pretty strong.
That's why he's our cameraman.
I work out with my brother all the time. This is gonna be easy.
Okay.
Whoa!
I told you this would be easy.
Last but not least, janitor, it's your turn.
Just try your best.
It's worth the shot. Okay.
Come on, man, you got it. Remember, if he doesn't lift that gate, he's innocent. Pull harder. Come on.
I don't think he's got it.
It's locked.
Nah, it's not locked. You just gotta try hard.
I don't know if I can do this.
All right, so you couldn't open that door, right?
No.
We believe you, which means you're proven innocent. Thank you for everything that you do. You're good to go home.
Now, let's tell the suspects the truth about opening the gate.
Congratulations, you guys opened the gate.
Exactly like the thief did.
Which means you guys are all still suspects.
No way.
All right, so the janitor is innocent, but one of the remaining 13 people still has my phone.
Wait, I just got a text from your phone number.
My phone number?
The thief is texting me. They said I'm gonna post a video in 2 hours.
Oh no. All right, listen, we have to lock in and find that thief who stole my iPhone now.
Look at this. The thief is walking in the building. Well, they're looking for your phone right now. Do you have any idea where it is?
I have no idea. Wait
a minute.
Is that security?
No way. Security's about to catch the thief.
But the thief is hiding from security.
By the way, you guys, in this very moment, Farhan and I were shooting right behind that black curtain. Don't tell me security's not gonna see a thief.
Oh my goodness.
Are you serious?
The security just walked past the thief.
All right, where are they gonna go? Wait a minute.
What are they doing?
They're pulling something out.
Is that a piece of paper?
The thief is looking at a piece of paper, but we don't know what's on it. Wait a minute. They put it back in their pocket. They ran. Wait, oh my gosh.
The thief dropped the paper. This is the perfect moment to go back, grab the paper, and see what's on it.
Well, that might be such important evidence.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm tired already. Whoever has Farhan's phone, can you guys just give it back, please? You're one to talk. You have, like, a massive crush on him that you even have him as your wallpaper. If anyone stole the phone, it's you.
Wait. I just remembered. You were trying to get in Farhan's dressing room earlier. You definitely took the phone.
I was looking for the restroom.
Yeah, right.
You guys, check out where the thief dropped. It's a detailed map of the warehouse. Do you know what this means?
They were trying to locate all the spots where your phone can be.
Okay, but look, you see their handwriting?
Yes.
We could use this to our advantage.
How?
We can ask the suspects to write the word upstairs.
Wait a minute.
This is in capitals, and it's neat.
And if they write in caps, and their handwriting is neat, they're still suspects. We need this. Let's go test them out. All right, everyone, take your whiteboard.
Why do we have these whiteboards?
Okay, hold on. Everybody, I need you guys to write the word upstairs on your board.
Go. Write it down. It's a simple word, upstairs.
Why are we writing the word upstairs?
I don't know. Why'd you write it earlier?
I'm done.
Now, let's see who wrote the word upstairs just like the thief did.
All right, show us the board.
Okay.
You wrote in caps.
I did.
Do you usually write in caps?
Yeah, all the time.
Looks pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Next person.
Flip the board. All caps. Do you always write in caps?
Yeah, of course. It looks clean and sleek.
That's probably what the thief would say.
What? I didn't steal anything.
Next.
No problem. Check it out.
That's not how you spell upstairs.
What are you talking about? This is how you spell upstairs.
Alright, based on the way you spelled upstairs,
you're proven innocent.
Let's go! I told you I was innocent!
Alright, stop! We're gonna find out who the thief is. Let's cooperate. Alright, flip the board. Alright, cameraman, you got some pretty nice writing. Next, flip the board.
Why did you make me write this?
Well, maybe because you wrote it somewhere earlier.
Did you?
No.
Next.
Why are you looking at it like that? It's just upstairs.
Were you trying to go somewhere upstairs?
No.
Next. All right, Mom, show the board.
Okay.
It's all caps.
Wait. It's not all caps. Look at the I.
Oh, okay. No, it was a quick mistake. Sorry.
You didn't mean to write the I in lowercase?
No, I didn't mean it. What? Why are you guys looking at me like that? What happened?
Next. For the board.
Next. Do you mind showing us your board? Do you always write in cursive?
Always. It looks nice.
How come you don't write in caps?
Why would I write in caps? Cursive is so much prettier.
Based on your writing, you are proven innocent.
You're good to go. Flip the board, my man.
Got you.
Next.
All right. Flip the board. You don't write in caps?
Never.
What do you think, Faron? Is that cap?
I think she's proven innocent.
Oh, that's nice!
All right, flip the board, Ella.
I mean, wow, that is horrible.
I just wrote upstairs.
But why is it sideways?
I just felt like writing it sideways. It's fun. You guys are so boring.
Okay. And last, flip the board. What do you think? Pretty neat?
Pretty neat.
I wrote exactly like everybody else over here.
Exactly like the thief. All of you guys that wrote in caps and had nice writing are still suspects.
Now, we're going to go watch more security footage to try and get more information to see if we can find out who the thief is.
All right, there's 10 suspects left, and one of those people took your phone. By the way, did you guys notice how number 6, their R and S in the word upstairs was connected the same way the thief wrote their R and S? Also, your mom wrote everything in caps except the letter I. Do you think she was trying to trick us? Anyways, let's keep watching security footage, gather more evidence, and find out who stole your phone. Let's go.
Wait, they're running.
Where are they going?
They're going through the white door. Your phone was there the whole time?
Bro, I don't know where my phone was.
I'm telling you guys, this thief, whoever it is so determined to find your phone.
What?
The thief is scared of something. Wait, the thief is running now. Wait, hold on a sec. Why was the thief so scared?
Pause it. There's something on that trash can right there.
You guys, the thief was scared of something. We don't know what it is, but you know what? We should go check out what the thief was scared of. Maybe that will give us more information.
We gotta go check. Let's go.
Wait. You know what I just realized? You have been acting buddy-buddy with Faron all day trying to be his best friend.
What? Are you trying to steal his phone?
What?
Wait.
Why would I steal Faron's phone? If anything, it was the camera guy.
What are you talking about?
Now, why would it be the camera guy?
He's been following Faron around all day and recording him.
He probably stole the phone, too.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh. It's a tarantula. Wait, hold on. Don't get too close.
Wait, I think it's fake.
You think so?
Yeah, it's a fake spider.
I don't know, man. It looks real.
Bro, that's a fake spider.
It's a fake spider.
Wait a minute. Since the thief was scared of a fake spider, we should bring in a real tarantula and see which suspect is scared of it. And whoever's scared of it could be the thief.
And whoever's not scared of it is proven innocent.
Where do we get a real life tarantula? This was really going to help us realize who the thief is. All right, suspects, who wants to play a little game?
No!
Okay, maybe not. Do you guys like pets?
Yeah, cute.
Well, you know what? We have a special surprise for everyone here because you guys have been cooperating so well. So we wanted to give you guys a little gift.
What kind of gift?
So without further ado, come on in, Jules!
Jules, come in! Come on,
Jules! Let's go!
unanswered questions.
Too many questions.
But your guys' questions will be answered right now.
Jules, on the count of three, I want you to reveal what's inside.
One.
Two. So this is a real-life tarantula.
Okay, so what is that tarantula doing here?
Ferrari and I discovered that the thief was scared of spiders. So all you have to do to prove you're innocent is hold the tarantula for 5 seconds.
No!
Listen, if you don't want to hold the tarantula, it's fine. But you might be the thief that stole Ferran's phone then. Jules, lift up the box. Oh! Who wants to grab the tarantula first?
No.
Alright, I guess I'm choosing who grabs it first. Alright, Ella, go ahead and grab the tarantula.
No.
You said you were innocent.
I am innocent, but I'm not grabbing a tarantula.
If you didn't steal Ferran's phone, you wouldn't be scared of spiders.
I cannot.
Just try. He's very friendly. Prove your innocence. Just grab him for 5 seconds.
I cannot do it.
Alright, 17. You stole the ring earlier, so you probably stole my phone. So why not go ahead and prove your innocence?
I didn't steal your phone, so okay.
Okay, hold it all the way. All the way.
I can't do it.
Wow. Andrea?
No, don't look at me.
Andrea?
I don't know.
Just grab it.
No, I'm innocent, but I'm not going to do that.
All right, 24. Are you innocent?
Yeah, but I'm not touching that.
That means you're still a suspect. Does anyone want to grab the tarantula to prove their innocence?
Right here, boss.
All right, cameraman.
No way.
He might do it, you guys.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Oh, my God, this is crazy.
Why is it crawling like that?
For 5 seconds. One, two, three, four, five. Only one person was not scared of the tarantula. Cameraman, sorry for accusing you earlier. You're proving your innocence.
Thank you, brother.
The next round of evidence is really going to help us realize who the thief is.
Did you guys see how number one was so terrified from the spider the same way the thief was terrified?
Alright, well, let's just watch some more security camera footage and try to get more evidence.
We're going to find this thief.
Wait, I just remember something. You were asking me for Ferran's phone number earlier. What do you need Ferran's phone number for? I just wanted to text him to see if he wanted to hang out later. What's the big deal?